Thanks for tuning in to Beer Here, a weekly podcast on WFMU.org and blog at beerhere.blogspot.com. What's up this week?
This week, we talked to Mark and Jim from Lagunitas Brewing Company. We met up with them at the Blind Tiger on the day after Thanksgiving while they were holding a food drive for the Food Bank of New York.
Anyone who showed up with non-perishable canned food was treated to a free pint of beer.
It's the day after Thanksgiving. We're at the Blind Tiger, and we're with two gentlemen from Lagunitas. We've got Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hi there.
And Mark.
Howdy.
I'm BR.
Yeah, of course, it's BR. What? It wouldn't be beer here if it wasn't BR. We can talk a lot about Lagunitas, but the thing we want to talk about first off is, what is tonight's event all about?
Well, actually, Mark is the one that really pulled this together, and basically it's to help out some folks that are less fortunate than us. Right, Mark?
Yeah, that's right. Some hungry folks all over the city. We have tons of homeless here, and we just wanted to make sure everyone got fed, especially around these holidays.
So the deal was, you bring a can or more of non-perishable food to the bar, and
we'll buy you a beer.
Very good deal, wouldn't you say?
It's a nice way to share the love. The brewery's doing so well. It's nice just to give back a little bit.
And you've got two special beers on tap tonight. One is your new Doppelweizen, and also your, I hate to say, it sounds so rude, I hate to say this, Lagunitas sucks.
Yeah, we couldn't make brown sugar this year. We just didn't have the capacity to pull it all together with the demand. So they came out with Lagunitas Sucks Holiday Ale. And damn, that's a good beer, isn't it?
It really is. We kind of beat everyone to the punch. We had a lot of fans of brown sugar and a lot of people that are going to really miss it. So we kind of took, a page out of Les Claypool's book and, you know, say we suck, we can't make it. But, you know, hope you enjoy this substitute.
I've been enjoying it. That's all I know.
What is that beer all about?
I don't know. Big, hoppy, strong beer like Lagunitas makes. And it's just got more of a malty finish to it. Other than that, I don't know. It's just another good beer from Lagunitas.
If any of your listeners out there are familiar with our beer, a little something something, I think it's kind of along the same vein where it's very hoppy, very sweet, very pleasant and easy drinking. There's a lot of tropical fruit on the nose from the hops that we use. And it's just got this really brilliant sweetness that kind of like balances out the bitterness of the hops. It's just a really well-balanced, sweet, easy-drinking beer.
We'll get back to the charity aspect of what you guys do, not just here, but in other places. Before that, just a real brief synopsis of the history of Lagunitas, where you're located and what you do, how the brewery got started.
Well, Lagunitas is really in the heart of wine country. In California, yeah. We're in Petaluma, California. We're about 35 miles north of San Francisco. The brewery's owned by Tony and his wife, Carissa. Tony was a home brewer, brewing on his kitchen stove in the town of Lagunitas in Marin County, just north of San Francisco. But he had a day job, so he'd be brewing at night and doing great. And for a while, he was selling kegs out of the back of his truck. Doing great, you know, selling to local bars, calling the beer whatever the bars really wanted. It burned a couple batches, wife kicks him out of the kitchen kind of thing. He goes to the back of a general store, which was like a 100-year-old building in Marin County, up in the trees. And he's brewing there and unfortunately finds out they're on a community septic system. Well, a little bit of yeast gets down in that system, finds a little sugar, and boom, it blows up. And at that point, he decided, I'm going to quit my day job and go start a brewery. So a little bit crazy, but, you know, the craze of the beer craze was just too much. I mean, he just saw it coming, and he just jumped in and came to Petaluma and started the brewery. Here we are, 17 years later, and Lagunitas is just happy to be part of the whole scene and just happy to be making beer.
So what is the story behind the Doppelweizen?
We're actually rolling in a new brew house really soon. We started off on a pretty small system in Petaluma. It was a 30-barrel fermenter, and, you know, again, for you guys that are familiar with that, pretty much for every batch you make, you get about 50 kegs, and Fortunately, we got a lot of thirsty folks out there, and a couple of years ago, we expanded that system, and we got in touch with a company called Rolec out of Germany to build our brew house, and they're really good guys. They've actually built a lot of brew houses across America.
Are they the ones who did the Brooklyn Brewery recently?
They are the very same people, which is actually a really funny story if you talk to those guys. The street was closed when they were delivering the delivering the tanks. It was kind of a weird thing. But they built our most recent brew house before this one, which was an 80-barrel system, which is a hell of a lot bigger. And we got a lot of thirsty folks out there, so we had to kind of help those guys out. And before we knew it, we had to get a new one. We really kind of expected this system to last a lot longer. Needless to say, it didn't. At the last second, Tony scrambled together and got in touch with Rolec, and we built this new system, which is just arrived actually at our brewery. It's a 250-barrel system. We actually haven't done any collaborations with any other breweries, but we do like to do collaborations with a lot of our friends. We brought some folks from Chicago, a bunch of bar owners out there, to do beers at our brewery. We've done a beer before with the guys who are behind the whole 420 phenomenon, the Waldos, out of San Rafael, California. So Tony contacted the guys from Rolec and said, do you guys want to do a beer with us? I guess they didn't really have enough time. I guess they're busy building our brew house. But they did send us some really cool ingredients, including the yeast strain that we're using, which is a really traditional German wheat ale yeast strain. So we used that to basically make a Mondo wheat ale. We don't really do anything in the normal vein, or we're a little bit off the beaten path in terms of the beer. So it's very traditional, untraditional German-style wheat beer. So that's how the whole thing kind of came together.
Did you get to meet Heiko from Rolec?
I didn't personally. I don't know. Did Tony? I'm sure.
There's a number of Germans rolling around the brewery these days, and we had just had a guy come in. But, yeah, there'll be a number of the guys helping us put it all together, and they can put away the beer. They like that Czech Pilsner that we do all day long, it seems like. Yeah, good guys.
One thing I want to ask about, you'd mentioned another program that you're going to do, another charity, Toys for Tots, that's coming up. What can you tell us about that?
We are. This event's going to be happening at Rattle and Hum in Midtown Manhattan. It's on 33rd Street between 5th and Madison. We're going to be doing it on December 20th. The details are a little sketchy right now. We're still trying to gauge the involvement, but it's definitely going to go down, so please come on through that day. And basically what we're going to do, if you bring an unwrapped present, we're going to do a pint special. You'll get a special pint glass from the guys over at Toys for Tots. And we're just going to, you know, drink some beer and make a lot of kids that are, again, a little less fortunate than we are, real happy, hopefully, this coming Christmas and Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever else you celebrate.
And get a lot of Marines drunk? Is that the idea?
Well, yeah, we're actually going to have a couple of real live U.S. Marines on hand. These are the guys that actually run the charity, some really brave, heroic folks that are doing some wonderful things for our country, making some tremendous sacrifices, and are kind enough to put this whole charity together. So those folks will be on hand to kind of shake your hand and say thanks, and also hand out the pint glasses that we'll be using. Like I said, those are some true heroes, but you guys out there could be real heroes if you show up that day with a present, for sure.
In closing, tell us one ridiculous thing about Lagunitas that nobody knows.
I don't think we can let that out.
Okay, tell us something that some people know.
All right, well, a real quick story that some of you might have heard. Back in 2005, we were shut down by the ABC in California.
The whole alphabet shut you down?
The whole alphabet.
It was just because we were having too much fun and everybody wanted in and they knew it wasn't all that easy. Yeah, they shut us down for, 20 days?
Yeah.
But we came back strong and we came back lean and mean and still helping folks out. So
yeah, well, we got a pretty cool beer out of it. You know, we make it every year in commemoration. We got shut down on St. Patrick's. We actually got raided by the ABC on St. Patrick's Day in 2005. So we release it every March. It's called Undercover Shutdown Ale. You know, we kind of just wanted to stick it to him a little bit.
It's super funny because the head of the ABC called the owner of the brewery, Tony, and actually asked him if he'd send him a T-shirt with Undercover Shutdown Ale on it. And Tony didn't. We didn't even make shirts for it or anything, but Tony had one made, and he sent it to him, but he also invoiced him to make sure it was legal.
Well, the best part about that shirt is after we've been shut down, I guess some of the guys from the ABC kept on coming in and kind of bugging us a little bit, making sure we were all following all the rules the right way, I suppose. So the guy came in. I guess Tony got into a little heated conversation with him at one point. At the end of the conversation, Tony asked him, he was like, hey, man, you know, when you were a kid, what'd you want to be when you grew up? And the guy answered, he wanted to be an astronaut. So Tony's like, all right, cool, that's weird. So the T-shirts that we actually sent him didn't have the label on it. They said, I am an astronaut. So this, actually, if you look at the beer label, if you happen to pick up a bottle next time it's around, I think the first words around the center of the label say, this beer is for all the would-be astronauts of the world.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks for putting on this event tonight, and I look forward to having your beers at Rattle and Hum in a couple weeks.
Right on. Thanks so much for having us, guys. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for spreading the word of the craft brew industry. We love it.
So that was some interesting stories from the Lagunitas guys. You can meet those guys on December 20th when they're going to have a toy drive in conjunction with Toys for Tots at Rattle and Hum.
Bring an unwrapped new toy and you will get a free pint of beer.
And a pint glass to go.
Your beer will presumably be poured into that pint glass.
And your glass will be handed to you by a U.S. Marine.
I think the Marines are just collecting the toys. I don't know if they're actually going to be serving the beer.
I think they will.
Okay.
And do we have a guest for the following week?
Yes, we do. We'll be speaking with Josh Bernstein, who just had a new book come out. It's called Brewed Awakening, Behind the Beers and Brewers Leading the World's Craft Brewing Revolution.
I'll be sure to tune in for that.
I hope so.
Be sure to check the blog at beerhere.blogspot.com, and thanks for tuning in.